Well, we have some stunning new evidence that the very first computer dates all the way back to Adam and Eve. It was an Apple, right? It had limited memory, just one byte, and then everything crashed.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
If you listen often to Laugh Again, you know that we love stories, especially ones that make us smile and remind us of what God is up to. Lately, during discussions with a friend who has put his faith in atheism, I reflected on my own journey and how everywhere I look, from the night sky to my thumb, I see God's fingerprints. God has made himself known in the macro and the micro and in the lives of people we meet or read about. Last night, my wife and I were a bit down, so I read two stories to her. They're from Richard Wurmbrand, the Romanian Christian who was imprisoned and tortured under communism. Richard was speaking about God to a Russian couple, both of them sculptors. The man said, "No, God does not exist. We are bezbozniki, godless. But let me tell you something interesting that happened to us." He told Richard that the two of them were working on a statue of Stalin, the brutal Soviet dictator. Suddenly, his wife asked, "How about the thumb? If we did not have an opposing thumb, if our fingers were like our toes, we could not hold a hammer, mallet, tool, book, or piece of bread. Human life would be impossible without this little thumb. Now, who made the thumb?" They both had learned in school that heaven and earth exist by themselves. They are not created by God. This is what they believed. "But if God did not create heaven and earth," said the wife, "but he created only the thumb, he would be praiseworthy for this little thing." She continued, "We praise Edison and Bell for the electric bulb and telephone, but why should we not praise the one who has invented the thumb? If Edison had no thumb, he would have invented nothing. It is only right to worship God who made the thumb." The husband grew angry, as men sometimes do when our wives tell us wise things. "Don't speak stupidities," he said. "You have learned that there is no God. The house might be bugged. We can get into trouble. Get into your mind once and for all that there is no God. In heaven, there is nobody." She said, "If in heaven there is an almighty God, and in stupidity our forefathers believed in him, it would then be only natural that we should have thumbs. An almighty God can do everything, so he can make a thumb too. But if in heaven there is nobody, I will worship with all of my heart the nobody who has made the thumb." So it was that they became worshippers of the nobody. In time, their faith in this nobody increased, believing him to be the creator of the thumb, the stars, flowers, children, and everything beautiful in life. They were happy beyond words when Richard told them that in heaven there really is a nobody, God who is spirit, God who so loved them that he sent his only son to sacrifice himself for them on the cross. Later on a train, Richard spoke about Christ to a Russian officer. The man broke into an hour-long torrent of atheistic arguments against the Bible. And finally, Richard said, "If there is no God, why do you pray when you're in trouble?" Like a thief caught stealing, the officer replied, "How do you know that I pray?" "I asked my question first," said Richard. "Please answer." He bowed his head and admitted, "On the front, when we were encircled by the Germans, we all prayed." Wurmbrand later said, "I have seen innumerable atheists on their deathbeds call on Christ. Can you imagine that a Christian could regret when death is near that he has been a Christian and call on Marx or Lenin to rescue him from his faith?" Today we give thanks for someone to thank, for the God who made the thumb, the God who gives purpose, meaning, and great, great joy.
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, "Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good. Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today. Visit laughagain.org. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.